It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
And a maintainer of peace, for they shall be called, oh somebody walk with me, the children of God. You shall be called what? The sons of God. You shall be called the sons of God. Sometimes there's conflict, but you got to know that you've got to be called what? A child of God, a son or a daughter, oh my God, of God. You're going to find conflict in the body of Christ. Somebody's still out there searching for the perfect church. I tell you now, you can stop your search. I heard one preacher say that even if you found it, once you walk in the door, it's not perfect anymore. See, we got to understand that there is no perfect church. Why? Because there are no perfect group of people. We are striving for maturity and striving for perfection and striving to walk in stability. So you're going to find that there are different levels of people in every church. Some that are walked into maturity and some that are babes and some that are just walking in and they still got issues. So when you get to a church, what? You learn to be stable. But there's going to be some conflict. So let's look at how the Bible says, how do I handle conflict in a church setting? Oh, and see, there we go. Conflict in a church setting. Conflict in the body of Christ. Look at your brother and your sister. Say, I'm not going to fight with you. I'm not going to fight with you. Come on. 2 Thessalonians 3:14-16. Why don't you look at that? We're still in the Amplified Bible. Let's deal with how God wants us as believers to deal with conflict. But if anyone in the church refuses to obey what we say in this letter, and this is Paul writing this letter to the church of Thessalonica, he said, take note of that person. Mm-hmm. Do not associate with him. In other words, take note of that person and don't just join yourself to somebody that's not following the word of God. Don't get caught up in that. Look at somebody say, stay out of the drama. Don't get caught up in there so that he may be ashamed. Do you realize that people will become ashamed if you just shut it down, leave it alone? Look at them like they got two heads when they start gossiping and murmuring, complaining and finding fault with everything and everybody. The scriptures tell us don't become a part of that. But look at this. Do not regard him as an enemy, because you got to understand that Satan is using that individual, but simply admonish and warn him or her as being a brother or sister. Paul is saying, okay, some people in the body of Christ are going to get off. Some people in the body of Christ are going to be influenced by Satan to bring division and striving and hurt and wound and bring chaos. He said, now that person is not your enemy. You are to warn that person. You are to admonish that person. Because they're still your brother and your sister. They're just a little bit off track right now. Say, don't kill him if they're going to kill her if they're off track. Now he goes on to say in verse 16. Now may the Lord of peace himself grant you what? His peace. Look at somebody say, I'm a peacemaker. The peace of what? His kingdom. At all times, look at somebody say, I'm going to be at peace at all times and in all ways, under all circumstances. Oh, I can feel you speaking it right now. I'm going to be a peacemaker in all circumstances and condition wherever comes. Whatever comes, oh Lord have mercy. I'm talking to somebody right now. You right there in the valley of decision. You about to throw your hands up and say, I'm tired. I'm tired of it all. I'm just going to step out of it. I'm going to step away from it. I'm putting down this gospel plow and I'm going to go do something else. It's just too much chaos, too much foolishness. But I bind that spirit of frustration in your life right now. And I speak peace to you. And I declare and decree into your life that you're going to shift it to another level of authority. And you yourself will become a peacemaker because you are a son or a daughter of God. Oh, let's go back. Let's go back to the scriptures. And Paul went on to say, the Lord be with you all. In Ephesians 6 and 15, and we're talking about today, dealing with your enemies God's way. And we've determined that your enemy is the devil, Satan himself. That is the enemy. That is the enemy. Not your friend, not the co-worker, not the boss on the job, not those people that's coming against you in all kind of ways. Look at it another way. What is the influence behind it all? The Bible lets us know that Satan is the influence behind it all. He goes around what? Like as a roaring lion. He roams around like a lion, roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. I remind you, that's in 1 Peter 5, 8 through 9. But let's look at Ephesians. We're back in Ephesians. Oh yeah, you got to take notes through this one, don't you? We're back at Ephesians. And we're talking about how to deal with your enemies, God's. Woo! God's way. Still in the Amplified version of the Bible. Ephesians 6 and 15. And this is to the believers. And having shod your feet in preparation to face the enemy. To face the enemy with the firm-footed stability, the promptness and the readiness produced by the good news, or what? Produced by the gospel of peace. God has called us, oh my Lord, to become what? Peacemakers. You say, well, doesn't God care about what my enemy did? Doesn't God care about this happened to me? Who am I? Am I supposed to always be the one that take it? Am I supposed to be the victim? No, I declare unto your life that you are a victorious child of God. So let's look at what God wants you to do in response to your enemy. Now this part of it is going to be really tight. And you got to be empowered by the Holy Ghost to walk in this word. See, this is one of those straight and narrow sessions in this message. This is one of those straight and narrow. We're going to look at some straight and narrow scriptures. There's no way you could bend outside of these scriptures and say that you are following Christ. Oh, somebody said, get ready, get ready, get ready. Let's look at an interesting scripture. Proverbs 24. I hope you got your pen. Oh, my God. Make sure you get your pen and paper. Proverbs 24, 16 through 8. Proverbs 24, 16 through 8. For a righteous man falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked are overthrown by calamity. So you got to understand calamity is going to overthrow the wicked one. You don't have to do anything but pray for wicked people because calamity is waiting at their doorstep. Let's go on. Now this is the part where you got to be leaning on the everlasting love of God. You've got to be in tune with God. You got to be one in Christ to walk in this one. Jesus prayed, in the priestly prayer. I think you'll find it somewhere around John 16. If you read John 14, 15, and 16, you understand the heart of Christ. But he talked about, he said, I want them to be one with me. And this one, you're going to really have to be saved on this scripture. Verse 17. Rejoice not when your enemy falls. Oh, I'm letting that one sink in. Because I know somebody right there got the deer with the head like, look, what? But the Bible says it. Rejoice not when your enemy falls. And let not your heart be glad when he stumbles or is overthrown. Oh, that's okay. I give you some time to recover. I'm giving you time to recover because that's exactly what the word says. Now, let's go down there. Why? Why? It says this because what? Lest the Lord see it, God, and it be evil in his eyes. You see, you got to understand that everybody that's an enemy of yours right now, everybody that's opposing you right now, look at the word, look at the word now, even in Paul's day, Paul what? Persecuted the church, came against the church. Can you imagine if the believers at that time decided they want to kill Paul, they want to destroy Paul, they wanted to do evil against Paul? We would not even have Paul the apostle. You wouldn't be reading Ephesians, Galatians, and all the rest of them. You wouldn't be standing on the word of God as is written in this hour. Why? Somebody would have cut Paul's head off and killed him. See, you got to understand that. Why? I want you to know that everything coming against you, everybody coming against you, sometimes they don't even understand what they're doing themselves. Jesus said, well, forgive them, Father, for they don't even know what they are doing. Look at somebody. I want you to say it one time. Say, I got to forgive my enemies because they don't even know what they're doing. They're blind. They cannot see. So we go back over here to verse 18, and it says what? Lest the Lord see it, the God of righteousness. The God said it is not his will that any man should perish. The God that says that for God so loved the world that he gave Jesus to die. That Lord, that the Lord see it and it be evil in his eyes and displeases him. And he turn away his wrath from your enemy. See, some people don't understand, but if you live long enough, you'll find out that the thing that you were celebrating and glad that somebody lost a car, lost a house, and all kind of these evil things start happening in their lives because, quote unquote, they came against you. Now you yourself is looking at the repo man. See, you got to walk in love at, oh my Lord, at all times. Somebody say walk in love at what? All times. But it says, unless the Lord see it and it be evil in his eyes and displease him, and he turn away his wrath from who? The enemy, your enemy. And he expended upon you the worst offender. The Bible calls us to be like Jesus. Can you imagine if Jesus destroyed everybody that came against him? Suppose he destroyed every one of his enemies. Suppose he came against every one of his enemies. I submit to you, you wouldn't even be saved today. If he destroyed you in your unregenerated focus, you wouldn't even be saved. You see, what we want to see God do to other people sometimes, we dare wouldn't want that to come upon us. Look at somebody say, it's time to walk in the word. It's time to deal with your enemies. Oh my God, God's way. It's time to do it God's way. So let's get a little bit tighter. We still in that straight and narrow. If we still in that those scriptures that if you don't have God on your side, you cannot do it. But look at somebody say, I can't do this with Christ. Why? The Bible says what? I can do all things through Christ. That strengthened me. Very quickly, Matthew 5:43-44. Dealing with your enemies God's way. Jesus is speaking. You have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. He said, you've heard it. Woo, my Lord. That you are to love your neighbor. Love those people that do you right. Love those people that's got your back. But hate those people that oppose you. We're getting ready to shift now. But I say unto you, love your what? Enemies.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.